Now, Cambridgeshire is on course for what could be one of the best harvests in living memory. The combination of a mild winter, regular rainfall and a warm summer means yields are up. And coming after several years of volatile growing conditions since 2007, you might think farmers would all be celebrating. But in fact, it means the price they're getting for cereals like wheat are very low. On the line is Tim Martin, who farms 1,500 acres near Whittlesea. Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
When was the last time that you had a harvest this good, do you think?
Going back to my early days, probably 84 was a good one.
Oh, wow, so 30 years.
Oh, yeah, it's probably the best in yield in 30 years. But again, as we were saying, the price has come down 20% from last year, and that's dropped 20% from the year before. So with 2 years ago being approaching £200 a ton, it's probably 100 and 110 now. So that's the issue we've got to deal with. You know, we export a lot, we import a lot, you know, through blending of wheat to get the right bread mix and that sort of thing. So that's basically what's happening now, and of course the currency has an issue as well. It's difficult for us to export into Europe with a strong pound, so that's putting more pressure on our wheat price.